Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic does have priority at all times and can break in at any time. At this point, are there any emergency stations with traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next meeting, next monthly meeting, will be July 21st at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for Echo Link stations. Are there any Echo Link folks that would like to check in with us? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike Kevin James checking in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York. Good evening.
Good evening, Kevin. You're at Oneonta. So how did you spend this beautiful summer day?
Yeah, KD2FPM here. Good evening to everyone up in the Boonville area and anyone that's listening in the surrounding area. Hopefully I've got some friends. I think it's called La Schultz Road. I think that's what it's called, just near Nirvana, where the Nirvana water plant is. They live up that way. So if they're listening on a scanner, hopefully they can hear me, and they're like jumping around going, yay, we just got talked about. Actually, today was a very weird day. I went up to my parents' house to see how the painting project was going. It looks like it's coming along very, very well. And then I had to take a trip over to get my medications for my back issues and whatnot, and that was a bit of a fight. But once I got it all situated and settled, I finally got stuff and came home and finally started to relax. Right now we got partly cloudy skies. It looks like about 63 degrees on the outside. And I'm hearing that there is possibly a chance of some rain moving in late tonight into early tomorrow. Maybe a spotty chance in the afternoon, and then hopefully by the evening for the fireworks displays, everything will be settled down. So that'll be kind of nice. And don't forget, on Sundays and Mondays, you can hear me on the Adirondack Praise Network out of the Utica area. 90.9 FM, you might be able to get me up in your area off of the Gloversville transmitter. So keep that in mind, and you can say, hey, I know that guy. I tell you what, I'll stand back. I'll say 7-3, and I'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
Okay, Kevin, yeah, we'll give that a try. It is a ways from us, but you never know with ham radio and conditions. So, very good. Oh, well, thank you for checking in, and have a great weekend. All right, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations that would like to join us this evening?
KC2UXG.
Good evening. Is it Mark?
Yes, it is. Very good.
Okay, are you mobile, battery powered?
Well, I'm on a battery here. I'm a portable rig here for pretty much, I'm right underneath the tower here on the hill, and allows me to get out and talk to everybody.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us this evening. And how was your day today? Did you enjoy some hours outside?
Oh, boy. What a list, huh? I got a honey-do list a mile long, and everybody knows that everybody has one. And tried to catch up a little bit today, you know, whacked a little bit of it. And, you know, we got to save a little bit for tomorrow. We don't want to get it all done in one day, right?
Yes, absolutely right. My honey-do list consisted of one thing, mow the lawn, so, but that was mine, mine for myself, but I got garden work to do tomorrow, too, so, oh, great, Mark, so, are you at a camp?
No, I'm in a residence. I'm just using a portable rig tonight, got to give it a little use, and, you know, I just don't have a home base yet set up. I need to get one going here one of these days. But this portable rig works pretty good, and I have another mobile rig in my truck, which I can use when I'm on the road. So I'm doing pretty good here with it. And but in the future, you know, I'll get a full-time rig set up here at the house, and so I can partake a little easier with you folks. So I'd like to say 73 to everyone out there, and reporting in with 58 degrees here at the bottom of Jackson Hill. We'll see you folks later. KC2UXG will be clear and listening.
Okay, Mark. Well, thanks for checking in with us right at the hill. That's pretty neat. I can just picture you there. Cool. Alrighty, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
KA2NZ.
WA2U. Good evening.
Okay, we have Pete, Jack, Early Jack today, and John. Anyone else who would like to join us? Okay, take her away, Pete. And how did you spend a stellar day today?
KC2WI, yesterday, I went up to Boonville at 6 o'clock and, for the weekly towpath trekkers run. And on the way down, I made a contact with, I think it was 3 of the 13 colony special event stations. And then after the run, when everybody was leaving, I contacted the bonus station from Philadelphia. Well, it was really tough. There was just electrical noise and so on. Then I headed out the Moose River Road there, just up to the where the feeder canal crosses, and pulled in. I was heading up towards Sand Flats State Forest, but I got that seemed to be far enough to get out of the noise, and I made a few more, and then I did head up to the Sand Flats State Forest up on top of the hill. Really nice up there. I haven't been there in a while. And I stopped in the area where they'd logged out, so it was kind of open. You could kind of see off to the horizon. And got a couple more. I can't remember exactly. So I ended up with 10 out of the 13. All mobile on 40 meters. And this morning, I listened around and I heard, I can't remember, Pennsylvania was one I didn't get. And they were on, so I hopped in the car and went over to the Glenfield Boat Launch so I could make it as a mobile contact. I listened around and I couldn't find any others. And I was missing South Carolina and Georgia. And so I did the various things and went out for a while and then went up to the high point of the Otter Creek Road there, the state access road, in that goes up to eventually up to the horse trail, and a Confusion Flats area, and parked there. And I got South Carolina and Boy Georgia, but they were weak. But I waited, and the station seemed to get a little stronger. And what I found is that I get a pretty good signal on 40 meters plus. When you say mobile, those guys tend to try and get you, so that works really good. So I got all 13, and I got the bonus station, and there's another bonus station, I guess, over in Great Britain, but I haven't heard them. I might have to cheat and look at the spots and use the, maybe use the, you know, radio at the house, but actually, if they're on 20 meters or something, the mobile will probably work just about as good, or 17 meters or something like that. 15, it definitely will work better because I don't have any antenna here that'll work on 15 meters. I don't understand it. I got a 40 meter dipole, but you and usually you can tune them right up on 15, but not this one for some reason. KC2WI.
Well, congratulations, Pete. Wow, all 13 states. I didn't even know Georgia was one of the original 13, so I had a little geography lesson there, too. Well, great. Very good. Anything planned for the weekend?
Actually, normally I'd be taken off, or I would have you know, probably tried to go right from Boonville last night, go up to Lake Pleasant. But I've been, every weekend seems like there's been something I've got scheduled, and you know, last weekend was field day, and I can't remember before that was something, and I went to the 2 days of that FEMA AUXCOM thing in Syracuse, and before that was the Black Flag Challenge, and I just got tired of it. And if it was real hot, I would have gone. But it, you know, yesterday was a real pleasant day. It wasn't hot at all. And actually, today wasn't very hot. Last night, boy, I was up on the sand flats there till about 10 something, and maybe close, probably close to 11. I don't know. It was really damp. It was a problem because you know there's a lot of water standing logged out, so you can kind of see. It was just open sky, really nice, you know, real quiet and all that. But it was getting cold, and I think I looked this morning, and the low was 47 or 46. It was pretty chilly. So anyway, I'm just playing it by ear this weekend. I may go to you know, see the parade and Speculator. And help the guys out there with radio communications, not that it's a big deal. And I may not. It just depends. I may just stay around here if it gets overcast and a little drizzly. I got a million things to do. You know, whether it's work on some computers or do something to clean up in the house or sort through some box of stuff that I threw in a box to get out of the way. Or, you know, put some more power pole connectors on or something. I'm just kind of taking it easy. And looking at the weather, and if it really seems like it's going to get hot, you know, maybe I'll go tomorrow night or Sunday morning or something for a day or two. And I think I can manage to you know, take a day or two off here. If it's really hot, that's the game. Just try to get everything done while it's reasonable to stay here, and then when you get a hot day, that's a good day to be up at the lake. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, thank you for the check-in and the rundown of activities, and we'll keep moving along here. So I'm just going to do a quick call up, see if we have anybody else who would like to join us this evening. KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, Jack, you're up next. How are things in Liverpool?
Hello,
Yeah, it's about 80 here today. Right now, still fairly warm, 67. Very pleasant day. Humidity was down for a change. And I got some things done there. I got some things done on my workbench. Kind of a mixed day, you know, trying to get things accomplished here. So, that's about it from here. Not too much exciting. If John is listening, which I hope he is, I didn't give out any phone numbers, but Bruce Hotchkiss there wants him to give him a call. So, my message is delivered. Okay, 73's all around, KA2000.
Oh, okay, Jack. Good to have you check in with us and say hi to Carol. And, yes, John is here, speaking of. And he's up next. All righty, WA2U.
WA2U. Well, we'll say good evening to everyone. Pete, you sound busy. Jack, okay, I think I've got Bruce's number. And, and let's see, what else is... Oh, and Kevin James. Yeah, Gloversville's a little bit of a haul for us on the FM broadcast band. We have, I think it's WRAO on a 90.3 out of Remsen with a blasting signal. Anyways, had a good day today. Last night, we had a few couples that came over. We all sat around the our fire ring out here and had some 807s and stuff and listened to some music and had a good time. When I was the last one to pack it in, it was, I don't know, wee hours of the morning was 42 degrees, but I sat out near the fire. It was so beautiful listening to the different animals and stuff out in the woods. Of course, a lot of kabang and bangs and pops going off this evening, especially down around Cookingham Bay. There's a lot of fireworks and things, but, so anyways, 42, 43 degrees. I couldn't believe it. And the fire's still going out, but we threw some logs on from a tree that was cut down, so kind of nice of to have that out there. We have plenty of wood here. In fact, I did the some wood splitting this afternoon from about 5 to 8. And Kathy did the lawn mowing, and let's see what else is going on here. It's really about it. I guess we'll do some more of that tomorrow. And garden's doing well. Kathy's got that going along, and... I guess maybe there's 9 or 10 or 11 logs left, so that's it. Get them all blocked up, split up, and then order another load of logs, I guess. Kind of an interesting weekend to listen to all the various emergency and rescue channels, as always, but especially this weekend. We've got all the Marine channels programmed in the radio here, and the FRS, and GMRS and MERS frequencies, so here's some different activities on those frequencies. Next week, on next Saturday, is, I believe, roll call, the second Saturday of the month. They have roll call on, Pete reminded me, on 7255 for members. It starts at 10 a.m. on EastCar. So we'll turn it back over to Kathy, and I probably have some other news, but maybe I'll remember it on notes, news, and nonsense, whatever. WA2U, back to that.
Okay, John. Yep, we were busy outside today, and we have a temperature at this point at 58, so probably everybody's at that same point. Yes, we had some kale that came from our garden for dinner, so that was great. Everything's doing good. All right, this is KC2YXN. Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins.
N2KKL, good evening. Kathy, good to hear you. No traffic.
Pauline, yay, another YL on the net. How are you doing?
Doing good, and I've got to doing that at 9:30, so doing good, though. Hope you're doing good, too.
We're doing great. Garden's doing great. Having lots of fun up here with all that. It's work, but it's fun work. So, got any plans for the 4th?
No, my son-in-law has to work, so we won't be doing anything. So, we'll just have a good day. So, hope you have a nice day, too. And everybody else, too, 7-3. And to KKL, I've got a skedaddle to went and get my net started, too. So everybody have a very nice weekend. 7-3 and God bless. And to KKL.
Well, thank you, Pauline. You sound good yourself. Enjoy your 4th of July. Doing nothing is a fine thing, in my opinion. So, okay. Are there any comments, queries? Late check-ins, notes, news, or nonsense at this point in time.
Katie, 2FPM with a quick comment to Pauline.
Go ahead.
N2KKL, this is KD2FPM. I just wanted to say hello. It's been a while since I've been up in the Utica area and chatted with you on Octane, so hopefully I'll be back that way again. I'm on Echolink right now out of Oneonta, so I know my call sign when it comes through tonight out of the Oneonta repeater, I know you'll be getting it. KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, 7-3, have a nice 4th, N2KKL.
WAQ with a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm laughing because Kathy and I were handing the microphone back and forth. Just a thought, a couple things. I've heard kind of in and out of the house, you know, with the weather and stuff we come in, and it's really nice hearing some different amateur people with different call signs we haven't heard in a while. So if there's someone that's out there, the net is on every night of the week here at 9 o'clock, and as Kathy mentioned in the preamble, if you want to, the net control's not around, wait a few minutes and you can get it started, but you just want to chat, you don't have to wait for 9 o'clock at night. I mean, I'm sure everyone encourages people to chat, and especially some of the people that are up here in the camping areas and in the summer and stuff. So just thought I'd pass that on. I know the Echolink is mainly on at 9 at night prior to the net or a couple minutes before. But and let's see, for those that like old vintage radio, especially like the old 78s, I've mentioned this in the past, there's a program on Sunday afternoons at 5 p.m. called Marion's Attic. There's this lady, I don't know, she must be in her 90s, and she plays the old phonograph. And it's on, you probably could pick it up on your 40-meter radio if you have an amateur radio that's capable of AM. That would be great. 7.490. There's lots of interesting programs on WBCQ, but 7.490 Sunday afternoons at 5 p.m. That's kind of a neat program to tune into. And on Sunday mornings, I think at 9 a.m., there's the, what do they call it, the Northern New York net, I believe. It's on 3958. I know Pete's mentioned the past. 3958 at 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. I think it goes through the summer. So, all right. Everyone have a great weekend, a safe weekend. WA to you. Back to that 7-3.
EC2WI. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I'll make a couple of comments. I might have to try listen on that shortwave frequency there, John. The Sunday morning net is the we call it the North Country Group. It's in, we don't call it a net. and if people pounce on you if you say net, it's more like a round table, informal. And it's starts at 8:30. All of a sudden in the recent, months, let's say, not for too long, there's been some guys on the frequency earlier. And they've always, until recently, sort of cleared out before our 8:30 time frame. But last Sunday, I noticed I was at field day, and I, went on the frequency to call and see if anybody was around, and maybe they weren't because it was field day, but we have met there on field day morning. And these guys were just going 8:30, 8:45, whatever, and I have the feeling that they know that there's another net on, because usually, when people get off the radio, they don't always just turn it off. When their group is done, a lot of times, at least I don't, and you would hear it. But anyway, so I'd like to put in a request that anybody who can get on 3958 on Sunday morning early, and I, I may or may not be able to do this, but if we could get our guys to get on there, make sure we use that frequency, because we're going to lose it. The same way we lost the original frequency, which was 3955, and I don't know how many years ago this was. I was on, Tom, I don't know who else, all of a sudden there's these guys on there, and they put up a big stink, oh, we've always been here. Tom says, that's crazy, we've never heard them. I've never heard them in the 10 years I've been on the North Coast or whatever. I was in 3955 since 1950, I mean 70. I can't remember what time it is, in 1982 or something. So funny things like that happen. So let's try, if you think about it, let's try getting on there as early as we can get on there, even if it's 7:30 in the morning. I don't know when these guys start, but anyway, 3958 North Country Group, officially 8:30. We used to have guys come on a lot earlier than that and start chatting. Participation has been down, so maybe we can get it back up. Summer's tough, but for the 2 meter listeners, there's this net, people are listening, and also EchoLink is on if you're on EchoLink, and I don't know the codes, and I don't know remember the node numbers, but you can get on with your touchtone pad on EchoLink, and you can connect to another repeater, so that's one thing that can be done, and the Black River Valley Club repeater is also EchoLink, and we have an net at 8 o'clock, and most times I'm... depends on where I leave the radio set, but I have one in back here by the shack, and I have another one in the front by my desk, and what I try to do is leave one of them on this repeater and one of them on the Lowville repeater, so I'm listening quite a bit. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, thanks a lot for your input and commentary, and yes, we enjoy Marion's Attic a lot. It's very unique. You really don't hear that type of music very much around, so it's really neat. Okay, one more quick call-up, see if there's anybody else who would like to join. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. All right, before I close the net, I always give a Friday night chuckle. So, here we go. A man went to sing for some patients at the hospital. He sang some opera, some Broadway tunes, some pop and some pop songs. And at the end, he said, oh, thank you all so much, and I hope every one of you gets better. And all the patients replied, we hope you get better too. All right. I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net. I would like to thank everyone who checked in with us this evening. We had Kevin, Mark, Pete, Jack, John, and Pauline. And everybody has a great weekend. We'll now return the frequency to regular amateur use. And have a good, safe weekend. 73 for all those who are listening and all who checked in. This is KC2YXN, clear.
KD2AIT repeater, late check-in if you're still there. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, KA3TFB Bill in Western Pennsylvania. A late check-in.
KC2YXN, Phil. Wow. That's okay. I'm still here listening. You have beautiful weather like we did up here today.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you. Well, maybe you would. It's raining. I just came back from a fire call where the police asked for assistance. And this is kind of funny. I got a chuckle out of it. They're delivering. Two Mexicans driving a box truck delivering at night in the rain. And they were turning this truck up a hill at a 75-degree angle from where they were, and it got stuck. So when I got there, I was able to shut down the road and put the cones out and turn the red lights on and turn people around. I don't know how they got the truck unstuck. Maybe another driver backed it up somehow. But that's why I'm late. And it's raining. I'm not surprised. I mean, it's raining again. I announced on the other repeater some good news. And it didn't rain yesterday, so that allowed me to cut the grass today. With that in mind, I want to wish you and whoever's still listening a good weekend. Enjoy it. Just enjoy the things of the holiday season and make a better person out of yourself. There's too many mean and nasty things going on in life, and no one has to be a part of it. With that in mind, back to net control. Thanks for logging me in late, KA3TFB. In Warrendale, PA, and indeed a good evening to all.
Alrighty, better late than never. Thanks for checking in, and hope you don't send that rain up here. Alright, KC2YXN, have a great weekend. 73 and 88. KC2YXN, clear.
KC2YXM, this is KD2FPM. Are you still there?
KC2YXM. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, I was going to say, during the week, I think it might have been Jeff that I was chatting with on one of the nets. And I had mentioned something about a pizzeria, and I kept thinking it was in Boonville, and I guess I was mistaken. Marino's, I believe, is in Lyons Falls, and that's where my friend Tara works. So if you guys, any of you happen to pass through that particular pizzeria, Marino's in Lyons Falls, just say hello. Let her know I'm, you know, floating around down here. One of these days I may make a sneak visit into the North Country, and I'll try to jump on both repeaters at the same time. KD2FPM, back to you.
Okay, Kevin, well, we have nothing up here. Pine trees, that's about it. And about a mile down the road, there's a gas station. that's it for another 20 miles. We lived in Syracuse, and we could get stuff, pizza delivered and Chinese food and all kinds of stuff, but now we got to either make it or go without. But, all right, thanks for having a late comment. Always good. And I'm definitely going to say clear at this point because I'm all sweaty. Got to take a shower before Dateline. So this is KC2YXN, clear.
Okay, always a pleasure. I appreciate it. I got to get ready for Octen because they'll be calling down here on my repeater here in Oneonta. So I will say 73, KD2FPM will be clearing from the Echolink system on this repeater. Thank you very much for use of this repeater and the Echolink. I will hopefully chat with you guys all tomorrow night. KD2FPM is out.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB signing off through the ExoLink system. Indeed, a good evening.
Safe and enjoyable 4th of July. KA2000, that's